thank you. Thank you for coming here tonight. We just hope that you enjoy the worship. I did. I was in the back with my wife, and we were just really worshiping and blessing His name. I hope you were shaking your houses. Amen. I can't wait to get back together. I just can't wait, hallelujah, to be together with my family, to be together in person, to be in one, hallelujah, together. We're going to do everything that we can to make it safe for each and every one of you. But we're going to step out. We're going to just do it. We're going to do it, hallelujah. So just keep an eye on Facebook, amen. But I just want to come tonight and share some things with you. Hallelujah. We've been talking about walking with the Holy Spirit. To walk in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. What a powerful joy. What a joy that we have to walk in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. To be led by God. Hallelujah. In this wonderful relationship that we have with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read, open up the Bible. Before I do that, I'm going to share something with you. That we were talking about, that the Bible says that Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and this has really been in my spirit, but He told him, He said that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And then He went on, He says, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to enter into the kingdom of God, that we see the kingdom of God, that some we understand that we can see the kingdom of God, that we can take hold of it. We can see that all that God has for us, all the blessings. But the Bible says it's by the Spirit, hallelujah, that we are filled, that we walk in, we enter into. What does that mean? That means that we enter into all that God has for us. Man, I just began to think about Jesus. I began to think about Jesus and how that He was King, hallelujah. He was all King and He was all man. But I want you to know that He brought the kingdom with Him. The Bible says, Thy kingdom come. This is Jesus' prayer. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said that Jesus never went outside of the will of the Father. So that He was carrying the kingdom of God, hallelujah. All the benefits, all the kingdom of God, He brought it with Him. That He healed, He laid hands on the sick and they recovered, the blind, the rose from the dead. He took hold of all the blessings from the Father, the benefits where He fed the multitudes and whatever was needed, that they were supplied, hallelujah, because He was connected with the Father. He walked in the kingdom reality here on earth. That's the desire of the Father, that we just don't look at it. Hallelujah. I just don't want to stand afar off and look at it, but I want to enter into it. Amen. Do you want to enter into it? Come on. Hallelujah. I want to enter into all that God has for me right here, right now. Not just someday. Amen. But right here, right now. Hallelujah. We are all the children of God, but we're meant not just to stay as children. We're meant to grow up as sons and daughters of God. I hope I can bring this message to you. I hope that you can hear this with the Spirit and begin to receive it and take hold of it in your hearts. My grandfather told my father something. He said that he had a dream. And that in this dream that he was there, and he says he walked in and Jesus was in the room, and he says, and he took him into this room and it was filled with all these different things. He didn't really realize what they were, but there was all these different amazing things on the walls and on these shelves, and he was just amazed by that. And he said, what are all these things here? What is all this? He says, these are all the things, the promises and the gifts that I had for you, hallelujah, that were there for you, but you didn't take them. And my grandfather was saddened because he was aware to understand that there were so many things that he could have entered into, but he just looked at some of these things. Some of those things he did, but he's seen all these things, and he told my father, he says, to take hold of everything that God has for you. Don't let nothing go, but grab hold of it by faith. Walk in all that God has promised you. Take hold of your day and walk in it. The Bible says that we are to be led by the Spirit of God. Let's check this out in Romans 8:14. I'd like you to see this. And just as we begin to walk and take hold of this, this is in 8 verse 14. I'm going to be jumping all over the place. So we're going to be in Romans, we're going to be in Ephesians, we're going to be back to Romans, back to Ephesians, back to Romans. So we're going to be all over the place. Amen. So walk with me. Amen. We're going to be led by the Spirit. And Romans 8:14, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That when you're led by the Spirit, you are. Come on, tell your neighbor, you are a son of God. That you are a son of God. The Bible says that word led means to bring forth. that the Spirit of God will bring forth, hallelujah, in your life. I want you to hear this tonight. I mean, this is powerful for us to walk in the reality of what God has for each and every one of us as children and sons and daughters of God. And He says that we are to be led by the Spirit. That word led means to bring forth out of our very being of who we are, that it brings forth out of us. It's a metamorphosis. It's a process of transformation from immature to adult. Hallelujah. A change of nature. It is, you are to grow into it. Hallelujah. That we are to grow into the Spirit as we walk into it, that you grow into it, that it grows within our lives. Hallelujah. That it works within us. All that God is working in you. Come on. I want you to hear that. All that God is working in my life. That is a Spirit. We can take hold of it and understand that. That all that God is, Jesus walked in the flesh. Hallelujah. As King. Walking in the kingdom of God and all the realities and everything that God had for us to take hold of and see, to walk in. That we're to take hold of this. Hallelujah. That Jesus says, the things that I have done, you will do greater things. The blessings will be upon you just as they are. As the Father and I are one, so are you one with the Father. That we are to take hold of it. And he says the kingdom of God, that it's working within our lives. So they go hand in hand. That when you, to enter into the kingdom of God, that you need to be led by the Spirit of God. Jesus was led by the Spirit. The Bible says that the blessing of God came upon him and Jesus was filled with the Spirit and he went into the wilderness. He went in with the Spirit of God. He was led by the Spirit of God and he walked in vigor. Every temptation that came his way, he was overcome those things because why? He was led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And he walked out with power and with might because of the Spirit of God that was within his life. The Bible speaks of the kingdom of God, and sometimes we hear it, sometimes we use it so loosely, but the kingdom of God, I want you to know that it begins right here, that we want to see the kingdom of God in our neighborhoods and all around the world in our businesses, but I want you to understand that we cannot grasp it or hold on to it unless I understand the kingdom of God begins within me. The Bible says that John said that Jesus, when he was before him, he says, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. We always say this, where's your hand? It's right before me. The kingdom of God is within me. God's kingdom, the reality. So what is the kingdom of God? It is the provision of God. The resources, all that God has. Jesus pulled from all the resources of heaven. Hallelujah. It's the reality. It's the truth. Jesus was the truth. He walked in the truth. That we are to understand that, know that, see, when you walk in the reality of God, what does that mean? It means that what we see is truth, the truth that we begin to walk in. That there's some things around us that man, they become, they overwhelm us and become greater than us. But I want you to know that God sees and thinks different than we think. Hallelujah. That we can see the way it is in heaven. That sometimes things overcome us and we things to see evil all around us, but we need to take hold of how heaven sees. I used to use this example when a long time ago, when I, just a short part of this story, but when I went on a hot air balloon ride, I got in this hot air balloon and the guy took me up, and I lived in Newcastle all of my life, so I know it backwards and forwards and in every which direction. But when I got up, I got so disoriented when I was up there that I didn't recognize my own city. And I said, "Where are we?" He says, he looked at me, he says, "Newcastle." I said, "You're kidding me." I said, "Well, look," and I could not figure it out. The reason why is because I based it upon the way I see things on the earth. And it was hills, and I know that, man, at the bottom of Jefferson Street Hill, that I could tell where I'm at because of the hill. I know where I am in different areas on Sheep Hill or wherever I'm at based upon the surroundings around me. I based it upon that. But when I seen it from a different direction, all those hills became flat. Hallelujah. They were level ground. I want you to know the things that I see are different than what God sees. The truth that God sees is different. I need to walk in the Spirit and understand what God sees. I need to walk in that. I need to be like when Elijah, when the servant was with him, and the servant looked out there and he seen all the enemies around them, and he went to Elijah. He says, "Elijah, we're surrounded." And Elijah laid hands upon him and opened his eyes that he could see the truth, the reality of the way it really is. That they were surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. That there was angels all around them that greater that were with them than those that were against them. I want you to know God wants you to walk in that reality, the kingdom reality, and understand that God's for you, not against you. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. That's the truth. That's the real reality of things. The enemy wants you to think false things. He wants you to believe that he's mighty and things around us will overcome us, but we got to see the way the kingdom of God really is on earth and within my life. Hallelujah. And the other one is the purposes of God. Man, the kingdom of God, that we can take hold of the purposes of God, the will of God in our lives. See, Jesus prayed this prayer. He prayed, Father God, He says, I pray not my will, but yours be done. See, He was in the Spirit, that He was more concerned about the will of the Father, even though His flesh, He was in the flesh, but He walked in the Spirit. See, the greater pull within His life was the Spirit of God. Even though there was a pull against Him because it was hard, it was this thing that He was going to face, the things that He was feeling, that He sweat blood and it hit the ground, hallelujah, and begin to think about that, begin to think about how overwhelming this was going to be, how hard this was going to be. But He said, not my will, but yours be done. He put aside His flesh and He walked in the Spirit. See, that's what God wants us to do, hallelujah, that we can walk out the fullness of all that the Father has for our lives, that we don't stop unfulfilled of the purposes of God, the will of God in my life. I want to walk out the will of God. I don't want my will, hallelujah. See, because my will gets me in trouble. My way gets me in trouble. That sometimes I feel like doing it this way, or my flesh tells me to do this, but I need to be led by the Spirit. I need to let the Spirit, hallelujah, bring forth out of my life victory and power and might. Amen. So we can look here. I want you to jump here. And not only that, but I took this and I brought this together because the provision of God speaks of the life of God. Hallelujah. The reality speaks of truth. The will speaks of the way of God. Hallelujah. The way. Jesus is the light, the truth, and the way. Hallelujah. He's all those things. He is the kingdom of God. Amen. Romans 12. I know I get rolling here, going really quick here, so I hope you're keeping up with me tonight. Amen. See, I loosen some of my energy when I can run around, but I can't run around. I got to stay here. I can go here, and I can go here, but that's it. So that doesn't give me much room. Amen. So let's look here, that we got to walk in the Spirit, that we have to walk in the Spirit. The Bible says this, says, I beseech you, therefore, this is in Romans 12:1. I beseech you. He says that word beseech means calling upon to do this. I'm calling upon you to do this. This is what I'm calling you to do. He says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you present yourself. See, the Bible says that we are to walk in it. We're to be led by it. Those words indicate to me that I am to present myself to God in that way. That God, I desire to walk with you, God. I desire to hear from you. I desire to respond to you, the Spirit of God in my life. God, Lord, I present myself as a living sacrifice. See, I want you to know that He says to you that you're able to do that because of what Christ has done for you. You're an acceptable sacrifice unto God. You're acceptable. Hallelujah. He's made you holy. Tell your neighbor you're holy. I want you to understand that. You got to realize that. You got to know you're holy because He made you holy. It's nothing based upon what you did. It's what He's done, hallelujah, for you. And that you need to understand that, to walk in that reality of who God is. He says that present yourself holy to God. That you're without blemish in His sight. And He says that you, He says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He says, listen, that's your reasonable service. God made you holy, hallelujah. He's made you worthy, hallelujah. He's gave you a way into to enter into the reality, to the will, to the purposes of God. He's given you a way to do that. It's your reasonable responsibility to take hold of it. Hallelujah. It's your reasonable. He says, that's your turn. That's what you need to do. Make yourself available. Can you say that? That we make ourselves available unto God. Lord, that I give myself to God. It's not by force. Hallelujah. It's not by force, but it's by the Spirit of God. It's by God's Spirit working out of my life. God desires to move in that. He wants to move in this relationship. He wants you to take hold of it. Hallelujah. To taste and see that He's good. And then it says, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That we be conformed, that be not conformed to the world. That word conformed means to be shaped, hallelujah. It means to be formed into something, that it's from the outside in, that it presses down upon you, and you're formed by the shape that is pushing down upon you, that thing that is around you. Sometimes we are conformed to the images that are around us, things that are around us, that sometimes it's different people. Social pressure. There it is. The social pressure of those around you. I know that sometimes you get older and you don't think you're being pressured, but you are. There's so many times where that you're pressured to accept what's around you, the way things are, the things that you know in your heart isn't right, but you're pressured to conform to it. That, well, I just, you know, when you know something is wrong and God confronts you and puts it in your heart and you let it go, that's conforming to the world. Hallelujah. That is not being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want you to see this. He says, to be pressed from the outside. That's what that word means. To be shaped, to be molded according to something, according to whatever that thing might be. Even when we were young, we were teenagers, that we tried to fit in, even though you might not even like to do what that certain thing might be. But everybody else did it, so you did it too. You felt like you had to be accepted. Man, that's always with us. I want you to know the way that we entered this scripture was he said that you are accepted. So don't conform to the world. You're accepted. Don't conform to the world. I accept you. I love you. I'll never forsake you. I've accepted you, so don't conform to the world. Don't try to be something that you're not created to be. Don't form yourself into an image that is not the one that I created you to walk in, to take hold of. And he says, that word transform means to change from the inside out. See, that's what God wants to do. Walking in the Spirit does that. It causes us to begin to hear the voice of God. And you'll grow this way. This is something we learn to do. That we make ourselves, present ourselves to Him. Say every time that, man, when you go through something, when you feel worries, when you feel things in your life, you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, begin to work in my life. Begin to move in me, God. Lord, I want to do this, but God, Lord, I trust you, God. Lord, I want to do this, and Lord, I feel like I need to do this, but God, Lord, I'm going to hear your Spirit. I'm going to walk. Give me the strength to God, Lord, to respond to you, to walk in the right things you've caused me to walk in, God. Lord, let me walk in kingdom reality. And he says that, and it says it means to change from the inside. It's a metamorphosis. It is a butterfly. It's like a butterfly. You know how that there's changes that come forth with a butterfly. Man, they start out ugly, but they end up beautiful. See, that's what God's working on within your lives. You might not see it happening. You might not realize it, but let the Holy Spirit work in your life because He's working from the inside out. Hallelujah. Transforming, that God has transformed my life. Both of them require change. Conforming and transforming. They both require change. There's a change that has to happen. There's a change that takes place. We have to be able to move with God. He says both of them require submission. Both of them. Whether willingly or unwillingly. There's some things you submit yourself to. Whether or not you want to do those things or not want to do the things. There's a poor form of submission that takes place in both of those places. Whether you conform or you're transformed. And the other one is both of them require someone or something else as a standard. To be conformed to or transformed to. Hallelujah. There's a standard that's there to take hold of. I want you to know that we could see that. And I'm going to give you some scriptures so you can take hold of this. But it says that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. That our minds being renewed. Hallelujah. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? See, God wants you to walk. Hallelujah. Not without any hesitation. He wants you to know the will of the Father. He wants you to walk in it. Hallelujah. That you begin to lose hold of that old nature and you begin to walk in the new nature of who you are in Christ. And it comes forth by the renewing, but it only happens. I'm going to read the scripture. This is the only way that this takes place. It's in John 14:26. It says, and Jesus said this. He says, but I give you, but the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. Can you say all things? He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Hallelujah. To remind you who you are. To bring you into remembrance. I want you to know that there is a this is a we could see this, that we submit to this word, that we're changed by this word, that we submit to the word of God. See that as we read the word of God, that we have a standard. This is the standard. Hallelujah. This is the truth that we live by, that we don't look in the world and the things that are in the world, but we look at what God says and base everything upon what God says. This is our standard. We submit to it and it changes your life. It'll change your life. And I want you to know, but being by led by the Spirit, that the Spirit of God will teach you. But Pastor Chris, I don't understand the word. Give God place. Make yourself available. Hallelujah. If I don't make myself available to the Word of God, to the standard to live by, if I don't make myself available to the opportunity to change, if I don't make myself available to submit to that, to the standard that God has given us, and let the Holy Spirit speak to my heart. Man. See, I want you to know that it didn't come easy sometimes for me. That I've said this many times, but I've spent hours and hours and hours in the Word of God. There was times that my mind was being renewed. I didn't think anything was happening. I didn't realize I couldn't remember scriptures. I just would get confused and all these different things when I first got saved that I didn't understand this. But I kept pressing in. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I was desperate for God. I was desperate. I was tired of being conformed to the world, but I wanted to be transformed. Hallelujah. I wanted to turn into a butterfly. I wanted to be transformed. Hallelujah. Don't laugh at me. But I wanted to be transformed. Hallelujah. I wanted to walk in. God has called me to walk in. Take hold of all that God had for me. And so I would spend this time with God. And I want you to know, but little by little, the Holy Spirit began to, and things begin to jump off the page to me. I want you to know there's nothing like it when you give yourself opportunity to sit before God and take hold of that word and ask the Holy Spirit, enlighten me, show me God. Lord, speak to my heart and give that time to God, that we come to the altar. We come to the place of our heart that we surrender to God, submit to God to take the opportunity to change. That's what God desires from us. And our minds will be renewed. It doesn't come, hallelujah, I want you to know, it comes by being led by making myself offer to that we're led by it, led by it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in the Word of God. Let Him speak to your heart. Amen? That the Spirit is teaching us. See, but what happens is sometimes we become independent. See, instead of letting the Word of God speak to us, we try to walk our lives as Christians independent of the standard, the truth, and you can't do it. See, I can't walk with God that way. I cannot do that. But I have to be at a place where I'm not independent, but I'm dependent upon God. Lord, I need all your word. Jesus says, I speak nothing but what the Father said. I speak the words of the Father. Hallelujah. Words of Spirit. And so I want you to see this, that man, what we talked about it on Wednesday night, how that Adam and Eve became independent on themselves. They were walking in the cool of night. They were walking in the Spirit. But yet, they began to conform themselves to what the enemy said to them. This was a standard. This is what the enemy said. They let it change their hearts. The image that was before them. Hallelujah. And they began to walk outside independent of what God has called them to walk out of. See, they didn't enter into the reality, the truth of what God had for them. That they were to take hold of and walk in the authority that God has placed them in this earth to do. Hallelujah. So many times we do that, but God wants us to walk in that reality. And let's read Ephesians 5:7. Hallelujah. If you're all wondering, I'm getting my Bible, my new Bible, working pretty good, man. It's working really good, man. It's starting. It's like a glove, you know, a baseball glove where that you know you have to work it out. I'm working it out. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's working out me. Amen. Ephesians 5:7. He says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Don't be independent. Don't be like the world. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't be partakers with them. Don't be partners with the world. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't let it shape you. Don't be led by those in the world. Hallelujah. But be led by the Spirit of God. Man, I just started to think about some men and women in the Bible. And I thought about Daniel.
I thought about his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which was the names given to them by Nebuchadnezzar. And it says in 3:15, it says, "And now Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them," this is in 3:14, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up, the image that I have placed before you?" Hallelujah. And he says, "Now, if you be ready, that when the time sounds, when the coronet and all these instruments begin to worship, that you worship not, you will be cast in that hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you into my hands?" Who is the God that shall deliver you? Who is this God that shall deliver you? Hallelujah. And he says, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he says, answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer in this manner." He says, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not," hallelujah. See, I want you to know that something, hallelujah, was upon them. They were not going to be conformed to what was around them because they knew in their hearts that this was wrong. They knew that this wasn't who they were, that they were not going to conform to this image, but they were going to let God transform them from the inside out. Hallelujah. And that any measure didn't matter. That no matter what we go through, that we trust God in the midst of that, that God will work Himself out of our lives, that we walk in that spirit. Hallelujah. And He says, "O thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image. We will not, even if God doesn't save us." Man, I want that in my life. I want to walk, "God, Lord, even if you don't bless me, God, I'm still going to serve you. God, Lord, if I never get another blessing, God, you've done enough for me. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to serve you with everything I have, but I'm going to be transformed." And he says, and Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury and form and vigor, he was so extremely mad at them that he threw them in there and they turned up the furnace as high as it can go. And it says in there, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace was so hot, the flame, he says that those men that took him up, they were burned up. And the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down bound in the midst of a burning fire. He says, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was dazed. And he rose up in haste because he began to see something that was in the midst. He began to be overwhelmed by what was there because these young men, hallelujah, partnered with God. Hallelujah. They did not partake of that image that was in the world, but they began to partake of a heavenly image. Hallelujah. They let the will of heaven be done within their lives. They took hold of and trusted God before them. They let God go before them, that they were led by the Spirit of God. And it says that when they went in that place, they say they bowed down and he looked and he seen Nebuchadnezzar. Said, he says, that is there not a fourth in the midst of the fire? Hallelujah. I want you to know that God wants to show up. God wants to have the opportunity in your life that you present yourself before him as an acceptable sacrifice, that he can show up, hallelujah, and show up in the midst of their fiery furnaces, in the midst of your life, no matter where you are. God wants to show up, that when we're led by the Spirit, that you can enter into the kingdom reality. Hallelujah. I want you to know the world's reality was he should have been burned. Hallelujah. But it says they walked out of that place with not even smelling smoke upon them, that the king was amazed by the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Because these young men partnered with God. They took hold of God and they believed what he said. They let the kingdom of God become their reality. They let the provision of heaven become their reality in the midst of their fire. God wants to become your provision. God wants to be your truth in the midst of a lie. God wants to be your will in your heart. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to do all those things for you, but you got to present yourself to him. Say, "Here I am, Father God. I want to learn to walk in the Spirit." Hallelujah. I want to walk in the Spirit. But it says that he bowed down before the king of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Ephesians, as we keep going here, see, I get all going different directions. I love it. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians, here we go. Ephesians 5:8, it says, remember, he says, "But be not partakers." Don't partner with the world, but partner with God. Be partakers with God. Man. Be a partaker of God. Hallelujah. And it says, "For you were sometimes in darkness, but now," say, "but now, you are light in the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk as children of light. He says, for the fruit of the Spirit, the result of walking in the light is the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to know that walking in the light that God reveals to you, walking in the Spirit, is the result, hallelujah, of that is the fruit of the Spirit of God. It is the goodness of God. It's righteousness. It's truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your light, that God desires you to walk in the Spirit to expose darkness. Hallelujah. And He says, to have no fellowship with them. He says, for it is shame even to speak of those things which are done in secret, but all things that are reproved, that are exposed, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So that's powerful for us to see that it's in the depths of our heart that God reveals. See, when you walk daily with the Spirit of God, that it's in the midst of walking with God that the light of God begins to flood those places in our life that try to overcome us with darkness. It's those moments in our lives as we walk with God when something arises up against us in daily living and emotions or things try to get a hold of us. It is God's desire to flood you with light, hallelujah, to let darkness be exposed, that you begin to walk in the reality and the truth and not in that darkness anymore. See, God wants you to walk in the fullness of it. The more light you get, the more life you get. Come on, I'm going to say it again. The more light you get, the more life you get. He says, wherefore we saith, awake, thou sleeper. He says, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. He says, see then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the day is evil. Make the most, take advantage of all that God has for you today. Right here, right now. Take advantage of all that God has for you right now. Just like I said about my grandfather, that all those things, everything was available. The kingdom of God is the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. See, God wants His kingdom, the will of heaven, heaven on earth in your lives. He wants that reality to be walked out in each and every one of our lives. He says, but take advantage of it. He's telling you and us to take advantage of it. Don't let it go by. Hallelujah. Don't let the sun go down without taking hold of what God has for you today. Because there's a victory for you. I feel it. There's a victory for you today. There's a victory that, come on, I mean, don't let the sun go down without grabbing hold of the victory that God has for you. Jesus walked in victory every single day. Every day that He walked in victory, He wasn't overcome by these things. He gave Himself to be crucified. He gave Himself up for that. Hallelujah. He was submitting to the Father, but He was never overcome by anything. He walked in the reality and victory in God, the Father. And that's what God wants us to walk in. He says, see then that you walk there. He says, redeeming the time. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is in your heart. Romans 8. Give me a couple minutes here. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Romans 8, but I want to finish what God spoke to my heart. This is right where we began. It says to be led in the Spirit. He says, for as many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Let's say it again. We are the sons of God. You could take hold of that, every woman. Grab hold of that too, because He's speaking directly to each and every male or female, sons of God. He says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage. You have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. Man, I just want to go right there real quick. I want you to hear this and know that we are not to conform to fear. We are not to be shaped by fear, hallelujah, but we are to be transformed by God's love. See, God wants you to be transformed by that love. To be overwhelmed, He wants to flood you with His love for you. It's not about what you did, it's what He did. He wants you, so if you present yourself before Him, to receive this love and to walk in that reality of all that He is and His love for your lives, there's victory. Hallelujah. And He says, but you have received the spirit of adoption. That word means placed. That means placed. He says, but you've been placed whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That we are transformed by this love. That we cry, Abba, Father. That we cry, Daddy. That I'm able to say, Daddy. That intimate relationship with Him, because He's my Daddy. He's my Father. Hallelujah. Whom shall I cry out to? And He says, and the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See, I want you to see this. It is only by walking in the Spirit that it bears witness to you when we take hold of this image, that we begin to let it transform our hearts. We begin to grip hold of what God says about me and let it begin to transform me, that the Spirit of God will begin to witness to you and tell you that's the truth. He'll begin to whisper in your ear, come on, you got this. You're mighty. Hallelujah. You're more than able. You're more than a conqueror. As we begin to see what God says, I want you to know that I open up this Bible and I see victory. The Bible says to study, to show yourself approved. We've always talked about this, and we read that, and sometimes we always feel that, oh man, I got to study to be approved by God. I want you to hogwash. I want you to know that we study to see that the only way I'm approved by what He did, so I study to see how I'm approved. I'm approved because He said I'm approved. And the Spirit of God will witness to me and tell me that you're approved, Chris. You're approved of the Father. He says, and you are children. You are a child of God. It will confirm within me. And if the children then be heirs of God, they're joint heirs with Christ. Partakers. That word means partakers of God's blessings. That we become partakers. See, God wants you to be confirmed of who you are. And to walk in the blessings that God has for us daily. The Bible says His blessings are new every... Am I waking up every day walking in the reality of saying, God, I receive the blessings. Lord, I receive this blessing in my life. No matter what it looks like, God, I just receive what You have for me today. Right here, right now, God. And He says, and the children of heirs, joint heirs. See, I want you to know that when I married my wife, I wasn't rich. But when she took on my name, she took on everything that I had. That rundown house, that beat up pickup truck, all the bills that I had, everything that I had, she had become, she became a partner with me in all that I had. I want you to know, I'm here to tell you, your partner is your Heavenly Father. Your partner is Jesus. You are joint heirs with Him. Hallelujah. And He says, and if it be so, suffer with Him, that you may be glorified together. Can you say together? Together. We are together. And the Bible says this, is my last two scriptures, and it says, for I, this is verse 18, for I reckon, I count it that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. That word glory means weight. Hallelujah. It cannot be compared to the weight which shall be revealed in us. The weight, the heaviness. What does that mean? It means all the kingdom, all that heaven has. Hallelujah. God wants to place it in you. God wants you to walk in all the reality that is in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. That you're not weighed down by the world, but you're weighed down by the blessings of God for your life. And He says, for in this present time, worthy to be heard, for the earnest expectation of all creation waiteth. That word means that they're standing on their tiptoes. All creation. See, I want you to understand something. All creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Not children anymore. I want you to see that there's a transformation. They're waiting for the church to grow up. Hallelujah. They're waiting for those that have seen the kingdom of God to enter into the kingdom of God. They're waiting for us to walk in the reality. Hallelujah. That we can walk in it. We can say, come, follow me. Jesus said, come and follow me. He said, come and follow me. Hallelujah. And I'll show you things. Hallelujah. I will make you fishers of men. He said that. He says, I want you to walk with me. See, the world was waiting. Hallelujah. They were waiting for the Savior to come. They were waiting for the manifestation of Him. I want you to know that Jesus come and we've received Him in our life. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to arise, to stand up, hallelujah, and to declare who they are in Jesus Christ. John, 1 John says this. 1 John 3 says, beloved, now we are the sons of God. Now we are.
He says, and it doth not yet appear. It doesn't feel like it's manifested. He says, what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for he shall see, we shall see him as he is. See, I want you to hear this. I want you to know that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God's waiting to appear in your midst. He's waiting to manifest yourself in your life. Walking with him, talking with him, communing with him, taking hold of the reality of who you are in him, that he can manifest himself to you, that the appearing of Christ will appear in the midst of your fires, that those around will say, my, they look like Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I want people to know that the image that I was created to walk in, to look like, is Jesus. He's perfect. He's holy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. God has called me. He's redeemed me. And I'm to walk in that reality. I am a son of the Most High God. I want you to grab hold of that. As we finish this, I want us to sing this. I pray that if God has ministered to your heart, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, right here, right now, I want you to receive Him. Hallelujah. I want you to see the kingdom of God. And then I want you to receive the Spirit of God. Just say, Holy Spirit, I pray to fill me tonight. If you don't have the Holy Spirit right here, doesn't matter how far away you are, just receive the Holy Spirit. That you be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Filled and overflowing. That the abundance of God will fill your life. Those void places, hallelujah. Those places that have been empty. God wants to fill them, hallelujah. God wants to empty all that He has into your life. Let Him do that. Say, Father God, fill me with Your Spirit, hallelujah. Fill me with Your Spirit, God. Let me be overflowing with You, God. Let there be a appearing of Christ in the midst of my life, hallelujah. That I can walk in Your Spirit. Open the service by saying, if you have a heart, you have an altar, lay yourself before God. Receive all that God has. God wants to talk to you. God wants His Spirit to lead you, to guide you, hallelujah, to raise you up in the midst of whatever burning, fiery furnace you're in. No matter where you're at, God wants to pour His blessings upon you. That's who He is. He's a good Father. Receive it, hallelujah. I want you to know that you're blessed and highly favored. And I want you to understand that God is knocking on our hearts right here, right now. In this day and age, right now where we are, God is knocking on each and every one of our hearts louder than ever before. God wants to come in. God wants to fill us up like never before. God wants to manifest Himself that the world that's lost, that's hurting, can see Jesus in the appearance of Him in your lives. We surrender ourselves to Him. Give Him everything we got. Watch what God does. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Monday for a Bible study, and then Wednesday, and then again here with our Facebook Live next Saturday. But then in 2 weeks, hallelujah, we're coming together, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you.